Hallelujah. How many get joy when they think about all the Lord has done for them? Amen. Stand with me all over this house as we turn to the word of the Lord today. What a wonderful presence of the mighty God in Christ we feel in this place today. I've never been more excited about being a part of the church than I am today. I've never had more anticipation in my heart. I've never experienced more expectation. There's never been a time that I expected him to do more for me than I do right now. Praise the Lord. Man, we're seeing signs and wonders, miracles, seeing things that God is doing in these last days that make us glad to be a part of the church today. I want you to turn with me this morning to the book of Matthew, the 14th chapter, Matthew 14. Thank you so much for standing to honor God's word today. If you'll meet me in the book of Matthew, the 14th chapter, I want to give what the Lord has placed on my heart today. Amen. We're reading about the imprisonment of the Apostle John. The junior church may be dismissed. And the nursery is open for any babies who their parents would like to take them. Our junior church, your children will be taught there. It'll be a blessing to them to give the parents some opportunity to enjoy the word of the Lord. Amen. And also our nursery is open for those who have babies. Amen. We're so thankful for all these who take part in these things to help people enjoy the word of the Lord. We have a wonderful church here. Amen. If you believe that, would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen. To thank him for the church he's blessed us with. Amen. We have a wonderful church with so many wonderful people to support and help. Matthew, the 14th chapter. We're reading of the imprisonment of the Apostle John by the Tetrarch Herod. Amen. Matthew 14 and 1, shout out yes when you get there. Amen. We're going to turn to the word of the Lord for just a few moments. Amen. And see what the Lord has to say to the church. Matthew 14 and 1, the Bible reads, at that time, Herod the Tetrarch had heard of the fame of Jesus. And he said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead. Therefore, mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and had bound him, and he had put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John had said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her, thy brother's wife. And when he would have put him to death, the Bible says, he feared for the multitude because they counted John as a prophet. If there ever was a time that we needed to hear what thus saith the Lord, it's today. If there ever was a time that there was an urgency for God's people to be attentive to what the Lord has to say, it's today. If there ever was a time that we needed to fight to keep the word of God from being silenced, church, it's today. I want to preach to you today the prison of the prophet. The prison of the prophet. Before you're seated, let's give the Lord some praise today to show him just how much we love him, to show him just how much we appreciate his presence. Come on, somebody, show him how much we need him today. Somebody, show him how much we love him today, how much we adore him today. Hallelujah. Lord, it's going to take your word to save us. Bless it today. Bless it as it falls upon these hearts. Let us receive it with joy in our heart today. Bless your word. Anoint it. Let it sink deep. Bring forth much fruit. We give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Amen. How many want the Lord to speak to us today? Amen. I want the Lord to speak to us today. I want the Lord to give us a word from heaven today. We had a wonderful adult Sunday school class. I feel like I've already preached this morning. Amen. I was getting a little excited in Sunday school today. Amen. For those of you that were too lazy to come, we're praying that God would help your laziness. Amen. But we had a wonderful time in Sunday school. You're missing out on that if you were not here. The Lord blessed, and I'm thankful for that today. Some people get a prison ministry by going through the right channels, getting the right credentials, seeing the right authorities. I've seen the results. Our beloved Shane Saunders was the product of a prison ministry where a woman of God had come in to the prison and shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with him. And prison ministries are very effective, and some people get them by going through the right channels, going through and getting the right credentials, and doing all the right things. But other people get a prison ministry by simply being thrown there. Amen. And imprisonments have long been a tactic to silence people. Paul and Silas were cast in prison. Peter was thrown in prison. Paul wrote four what they call prison epistles while incarcerated. John was imprisoned on the Isle of Patmos, isolated and incarcerated. Jeremiah was imprisoned by the king of Judah, Zedekiah, in an attempt to silence him concerning the judgment that God was going to deliver upon Judah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were cast into prison before they ever saw the furnace of fire. Joseph and Samson and Daniel, and even Jesus himself, was arrested and beaten before he died for us, each and every one of us, not me, not you, but all of us, on the hill of Golgotha. The world's going to try hard to bind you. The world's going to try hard to silence you. The world's going to try hard to do everything it can. The enemy's going to use this world that we live in to try to keep people from accomplishing God's will upon the earth. Can I tell you today, for God's sake, don't do that to yourself. The world's going to do enough to try to stop you. The world's going to do enough to try to silence you without you hurting yourself. Amen. We don't have to fight ourselves. We're just making things harder on ourselves. We bind up ourselves. We bind up our children. We bind up our voice. Can I tell you today, you're a vessel for truth. Can I tell you today, don't bind up yourself. You're a vessel for truth. You're a vessel that God wants to use today. The truth is, church, what we do, what I do in moderation, my children will do in excess. I'm going to say that one more time so it can sink into every head in this place today. What I do, Brother Chris, in moderation, my children will do in excess. What I mean by that today is this. You don't have to teach your children to hate the church. You don't have to teach your children to despise the preacher. All you got to do is talk bad about the church just a little bit in front of them, and they'll learn to hate the church on their own, because what you do in moderation, your children will do in excess. Amen. Your children will do in excess. Amen. Because, listen, this is what Herod did. He got mad because John told him the truth. John told him the custom of that day. He said it wasn't right for you to take your brother's wife, King Herod. Amen. It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And what happened was Herod began to express his discontent for the preacher. He began to express his discontent for the prophet in front of his family. And you know what he did? He threw John in prison. He said, "I don't like your message, sir, so I'm going to silence you." So he threw him in the prison. You know what? He was afraid to kill John because what the Bible said was, we read it just a few moments ago, was because the people saw John as a prophet. And he was afraid to kill John because there would be an uproar among the people. So what he did in front of his stepdaughter in moderation, at her first opportunity, she took it to an excess. And when she got her stepfather drunken one night and she danced before him, the first thing she demanded was the head of John the Baptist on a charger. All because this man expressed his discontent for the preacher. Listen to me, mommy. Listen to me, daddy. If you want to see your children out in the world doing everything they're big enough to do, keep on talking bad about the church in front of them. Keep on expressing your discontent for what the preacher had to say in front of them. Come on, keep on doing that, and you're going to see how your moderation will become their excess. This is exactly what Herod did. He expressed his discontent for what John had to say as the voice of God in that day. He told him, "It's not lawful what you're doing. It's wrong for you to do it." Amen. But Herod did not like what John had to say. And at the first opportunity, his stepdaughter would take it to the very next level. And she would say, "It's not good enough for you to silence the preacher. I want him dead." And John the Baptist's head was served on a charger because of a drunken promise that the king had made, that he would give his new stepdaughter anything in the kingdom, up to half of the kingdom. So she demanded John's head on a charger. The discontent of Herod soon became the hatred of his daughter. This spirit that I'm talking about today, it's still rampant in the world that we live in. If you don't like what the preacher says, if you don't like what the prophet says, just put him in prison. If you don't like what the pastor says, if you don't like what the preacher says, silence him. Let me tell you something today, church. The truth has always been the truth. The truth is still the truth today, and the truth will still be the truth tomorrow. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. It'll still be the truth of God's word. The fame of Jesus Christ is just as loud today as it was on that day when Herod heard of the fame of Jesus Christ. The spirit of the enemy, the spirit of the Antichrist that Caleb was talking about a few moments ago, is still alive and it's still real in this world today that we're living in. There's still an attempt to silence the truth of God's word. The fame of Jesus Christ is just as loud today as it was when Herod heard it centuries ago. But what Herod failed to realize, it was not John that he was truly kicking against. It was the truth that John came bearing witness of, that he was really kicking against. It was not John that he was attempting to silence. It was the truth that John bare witness of that he was truly trying to silence. That's why John said, "I'm just the voice. I'm not the Christ. I'm just the voice of one that's crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' because there's one that's cometh after me, and he's mightier than I am. And his shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and to unloose. And I simply baptize with you with water unto repentance, but he is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Is this a church that still believes in the Holy Ghost today? Is this a church that still believes in the fire today? Is this a church that still believes God can deal with you and God can move upon you and God can pull you out of your seat and God can touch you supernaturally today? Then let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this house. Oh, I'm thankful to be a part of the living church today. The living church today. Church truth is here, truth is there, truth was, truth is, and truth is to come. And it doesn't matter how many times we try to silence it, how many times you try to shut it up in prison. It doesn't matter how many times you try to block it out or blot it out or censor it out. The truth will always be the truth. The truth will always be the truth. You could shut me up today, but the Lord will raise up another preacher in this place. You could put me in prison today because you don't like my message, and the Lord will raise up another anointed man of God to preach the gospel in this place. Because you cannot silence the truth. It can't be silenced. It can't be disproven. It can't be disbanded. It can't be refuted or negated. It's the truth. It's the truth, and it's still setting people free. Today, they've tried everything they can to silence the truth. They've tried to use science to silence the truth. But the truth is, science actually fortifies the truth. Science actually proves the truth to be the truth. But they've tried. Some have used science to try to negate the truth. They've used false doctrines to try to negate the truth. Hollywood has tried to negate the truth. I remember a few years ago there was a big discussion in the city of Indianapolis when we lived there still. There was an uproar. There was an uprising. There was a big to-do because there had been a play that we had been able to keep out of this city for some time. But there was a play that was coming to town that was presenting Jesus Christ as a homosexual. And I remember the uprising, and I remember the people that were fired up and the people were protesting. Let me tell you something. Hollywood will try to pervert the truth. Holly, if you allow Hollywood to raise your children, you've never been so disappointed in all of your life. You better keep your children as far away from Hollywood as you can keep them. Because Hollywood will try to twist and turn and pervert the truth and cause your children to believe a lie. And they'll be damned. Hollywood has tried to destroy the truth. Amen. Paul said in his gospel, he said, it is in this gospel that I may suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto the point that I may be put in bonds. They may bind me up to silence me, but the word of God is not bound. The word of God is not bound today. You cannot silence the word of God. You cannot silence the truth. You cannot stop the truth today. I come to tell somebody in this house today, if you have the truth, you're big enough to burn diesel. If you have the truth, you're big enough to whip a grizzly bear with a switch. If you have truth, there's not enough devils in hell to stop you. If you got the truth of God's word in your life, praise the Lord. It's the truth that makes us free today. It's the truth that makes us free today. It's the truth that makes us strong today. It's the truth that sets us free today. Amen. The truth that sets us free today. If you got the truth in your life today, it doesn't matter if they did to you what they did to John. Doesn't matter how hard they try to silence you. Let me tell you something. You're living in a society today that if you say something that goes against the agenda of those that are in power, they will censor you. They will shut you up. A few weeks ago, for probably 2 months, I had to take my phone down from our Facebook Live, and we had to use my wife's or Caleb's because I had been censored. Now, I don't get political on Facebook. Once in a while, I cross a few lines of politics in the church. But I try not to make people cry too much. And I know that sometimes when you state the truth, people need color and books and crayons. I was telling some of the young ladies last night at the cookout, I said, did you hear about all of those little liberal students up there at the college? Amen. When the previous election happened, they had to give them coloring books and crayons. Adult people. Coloring books and crayons. Now, I just had to get that out. That was free. Amen. But listen, if you got the truth today, the truth can make you free. The enemy has an agenda to silence truth. He'll do everything he can to stop you from declaring truth. But when you got the truth, you got Almighty God on your side. When you got the truth, you've been endued with a power from on high. When you got the truth, lives are going to change. When you got the truth, shackles are going to fall off. When you got the truth, lies will be disbanded. When you got the truth, the drugs will fall off. The alcohol will fall. The depression will vanish when you got truth in your life today. If you got the truth, you're big enough to burn diesel today. You're mighty. You're mighty. Come on. The Lord is mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. The Lord is mighty today. And if you'll just get in Him, truth, if you'll get in Him, you'll be mighty with Him. Amen. If you got the truth today, you're more than a conqueror, church. If you got the truth today, you're a royal priesthood. You're a peculiar people. You're a chosen, you're a holy nation. Come on, you're more than they that stand against you. You're more than they that desire to censor you and to shut you up and to cause you to be quiet. Sin is still sin and wrong is still wrong. And we got to declare truth today in the house of God. Oh, give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. Come on, buy and sell it not. Hold on to truth today. Buy it and sell it not. Come on, you're free. You're not bound. You're the head. You're not the tail. You're the lender. You're not the borrower. You got truth today. You've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You're not bound. You're free. And who the Son has set free is free indeed. Are you thankful to be free today? I'm thankful to be free. I'm thankful that I woke up this morning. Nobody told me I couldn't come to the house of God. I got up. I got dressed. I gathered up those pumpkin rolls and my wine from my mom stayed up half the night making, and we come to the house of God. Why? Because we're free. Let me tell you something. I don't know how long that freedom's going to last you, but the freedom that He gives you, it's going to last you forever. I don't know how long before they come for our freedoms in this country, because every day it seems to be less and less and less. But the freedom that He gives us is going to last forever. It's going to last forever today. You're more than a conqueror. You're the head and not the tail. But you better learn to hold on to that truth. Herod attempted to silence John because he told him the truth. People will not like when you tell them the truth. Huh? People won't like sometimes when you tell them the truth. The prophet Jeremiah was the voice of God unto Judah in his day. And the Bible says that the Lord raised him up and the Lord began to give him a word. And as he began to deliver the word to Zedekiah, who was the king of Judah in that day, the Bible says he told Zedekiah, he said, "Here's the deal, sir. You've been disobedient unto God. You have not obeyed the voice of God. And here's exactly what's going to happen. The Lord has done told me that Babylon is going to come. And Babylon is going to take Judah. And Babylon is going to take you, Zedekiah." But you know what? Zedekiah didn't want to hear truth. He didn't want to hear what the man of God had to say. He didn't want to hear what the truth of God had to say. He didn't want to hear about impending judgment. He didn't want to hear that sin brings consequences. He didn't want to hear that unfaithfulness to God will put you in a place that you don't want to be. So you know what he did? He took Jeremiah and he shut him up in prison. That same spirit is in the world today. That same spirit is in the world today. Turn on your television set. Turn on your radio programs. Get on your phone and read your news, and you will see that same spirit is alive today. Church, we got to buy the truth, and we got to sell it not. We got to hold on to the truth today. Stand with me all over this house as the musicians come quickly. We're talking about the prison of the prophet. Church, we are living in the times of the greatest censorship this country has ever seen. We are. We're living in those times. Let me tell you something. 10 years ago, you could have Googled something and you would have got a whole different list of articles than what you get today. They are controlling what you see. We are living in the times of the greatest censorship this country has ever known. If they don't like what you have to say, they will silence you. I've seen doctors get on there and make statements. Used to, people could have a discussion. You know, I never seen the likes of the times that we're in. The vaccinated hating the unvaccinated. The right hating the left and the left hating the right. The division is real. The division is real. You know, I read last week that 1 in 5 people, 1 in 5 relationships has been severed by vaccinations. 1 in 5. There's that much disgust between people, vaccinated, unvaccinated. True, false. The division is real. I was talking to a lady a few weeks ago that had a big, huge blow up at a family get together because somebody was on the right and somebody was on the left and somebody was vaccinated and somebody wasn't vaccinated. Church, it's just another division. It's just another way for the enemy to use to divide people. If you want to get vaccinated, by all rights, get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, then don't get vaccinated. I'm going to love you either way. I'm going to love you. I'm going to embrace you. I'm going to put my arms around you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to speak God's word into your life no matter where you're at. Praise the Lord. We got to get rid of the division. We got to accept truth today. We got to buy the truth and sell it not. They cast Jeremiah into prison because he told them what thus saith the Lord. I want you to know Zedekiah fell to Babylon. Them trying to silence him didn't change anything. And let me tell you something, you pretending that everything's going to get better in your life without truth, it ain't going to change the fact that sin has consequences. It ain't going to change the fact that a life without Christ in it is a messed up life. You can kick the can down the street. You can try to avoid it. You can try to pretend that God is not speaking to you. But the truth of the matter is, there's no life like a life in Christ. We're living in times of the greatest divisions that man has ever seen. It's that same spirit, church, that caused Herod to put John in prison. It's the same spirit that caused King Zedekiah to put Jeremiah in prison. It's the same spirit that caused the king to throw Daniel in the lion's den. It's the same spirit that's attacking pastors for not shutting down their churches. It's coming, church. It's coming. It's on the horizon. You may have thought you would never see it, but it's coming. It's coming. The same spirit today is attacking pastors for not shutting down their churches. The same spirit is that same spirit that's attacking the unvaccinated today. I don't know if you all have seen it, but they're pretty much painting the unvaccinated as terrorists. Let me tell you something. An attack on the unvaccinated is really a disguised attack on the church. Let me tell you something. An attack on pro-life positions is actually a disguised attack on the church. An attack on traditional marriage as stated in God's word is actually an attack, a disguised attack on the church. Right now, to the north of us, our northern neighbors, let me tell you something, right here in this country, we have had ministers thrown in jail because they would not shut down their churches. Louisiana, California, we've seen ministry thrown in jail because they would not shut down their churches. Right now in Canada, we still have pastors sitting in jail cells because they would not shut down their churches. An attack on these positions is nothing less than an attack on the church. And if you think you would never see persecution, you better open your eyes today, because it's on the horizon. It's coming. And it's coming quickly. There have been preachers in this country go to jail just simply for worshiping and having church. I heard a preacher say this week, and I think it's worthy of repeating. I was having a conversation with my mother as we get ready to open these altars. I was having a conversation with my mother this week, and I was expressing my concern that maybe sometimes the North American church doesn't preach it hard enough. Maybe sometimes we don't preach hell hot enough. Maybe, you know, the Bible says you'll win some by fear. Maybe we need to let people really know that hell is hot. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There will be unquenchable fire. And there will be an eternal falling and an eternal separation. Hell is not going to be worth a little bit of fun on this earth. We need to preach it hot today. We need to preach it hot today. Sometimes I wonder if we don't preach it hot like we used to. And sometimes I wonder if we're really strong enough concerning what pleases and what displeases God. I heard a preacher say this week, and it's worthy of repeating. Church, I'm going to make a bold statement to you today. You will not die for in the future what you will not live for today. I'm going to say that again. You will not die for in the future, in the days to come when persecution hits this land. You will not die for in the future what you will not live for today. If you won't get yourself up and get yourself ready for church to go to the house of God while you're free to do so, you certainly will not do it when they threaten you. You will not live, you will not die for in the future what you will not live for today. God help us today. God help us today that we see every Sunday, every Tuesday as an opportunity to draw closer to the Lord. God help us today that we take advantage of every opportunity to come into His presence. Because there's coming a day you're not going to have the freedom to do so. And you will not die for in the future what you will not live for today. If you won't go to church now, you certainly won't go to church then. So I think it would be noble of every child of God in this house today to assess your own life in Christ. To really step back and to look at your life in Christ and say, am I willing to go all the way? Am I willing to truly give Him my all? Am I willing to stop making excuses today? because I understand that I need to draw up every ounce of strength right now while I have the opportunity, while altars are open, while church doors are swinging wide, while the preacher is preaching hard. I have the opportunity to go to the Lord and say, Lord, strengthen me for the days to come. Because there's coming a time they're going to tell you, you can't. Church, it's time to be a loud voice for truth. Don't allow the enemy to silence you. Your family's counting on you. Listen to me, young daddy. Listen to me, young mama. Your family is counting on you. Listen to me, elder. Listen to me, sister. Your children, your grandchildren, your friends, the people who watch you at church, they're counting on you to be a good example, to give the Lord your all today. To give the Lord your all today. We need the Lord to make us strong. We need the Lord to empower us today. Lord, help us to see the opportunity of an altar. We all need altars in our lives. We all need a place to seek Him, to worship Him, to desire strength from Him. Lord, we need you today to give us the strength to stand in the face of opposition. Herod, the spirit of Herod is still alive today. The spirit of Zedekiah is still alive today. The spirit that is trying to silence the church is still alive today. I wonder who will be a voice for the kingdom of God in these last days. I wonder who will say, I refuse to be silenced. Listen, I refuse to be bound, and I'm certainly not going to put myself there. I want to be a voice for the Lord in these last days. I want to be an example that there's a better way, that there's promises in the Word of God. The promises of God are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to be an example to my neighbor. Help me to be an example of strength in the midst of persecution. Help me, Lord, not to be distressed. Help me not to be in despair. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to endure the prison of the prophet. The enemy wants to silence you today. There are people in your family that's waiting for you to speak the word of God into their life. There are parents in this place that have lost children. I'm praying that God will give you rapport and influence with those children, that you can speak the word of God into their life. They're depending on you. Don't allow this spirit to silence you today. Truth needs to be declared. Truth needs to be declared. Would you come today as we get ready to sing this song unto the Lord? Are you going to be a voice that refuses to be silenced? Are you going to be a vessel that refuses to be bound? You're free in Christ Jesus today. Let the Lord use you today. Get out of your seat. Take advantage of the opportunity of the altar and let the Lord speak into your life.